It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour in just a little bit with Coach Rob Regish. Before we get started with that, a couple announcements I want to make. Number one, you may have heard that while they're not a sponsor, we are promoting PurchasePeptides.net. They have one of the deepest discounts out there available to this audience. It's SHR, and you get 30% off any of your research chemicals and research peptides, so check them out. Show them some love. Also, yesterday was Halloween, and for the rest of this week through Friday, if you want, you can buy one jug of Thrive and get two free. That's right. You heard it right. Get 3 jugs of Thrive, 3 pounds of Thrive Advanced for $59.95 plus shipping. Use the coupon code BOO, B-O-O. Very easy. Go to Thrive, T-H-R-I-V, protein.com and check it out. And without further ado,
calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. That sounds like a hell of a deal with Thrive.
Buy one, get two.
Yeah.
So you get 3 for the price of one. You know, obviously, it's the regular price. It's not the discounted price. So you're paying $59.95. for the first one and getting 2 free, but it's, I mean, no matter how you slice it, it's 3 pounds for $59.95.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge.
How you doing?
Well, speaking of huge, I've been talking about a big special that we're going to do in November, and it's here. So here's the deal. To celebrate the Blueprint Bulletin's 4-year anniversary, I'm introducing the new Blueprint Bulletin Pro membership. With the Blueprint Bulletin Pro, you not only get a new issue every month, like current subscribers, you also get access to every issue ever published over the last, let's call it, 4 years. That's over 48 issues covering a staggering 273 topics, many of which have never been discussed on this show. You're also going to get red alert email notifications and FDA actions, like Kratom, special deals on hard-to-locate supplements allowing you to stock up before they're banned, and an exclusive membership to our private Facebook page where I will be available to answer any questions that you may have. Now, this is regularly priced at $29.97 a month, and for a buck a day, that's a hell of a bargain. But for this month only, we are offering it for just $19.97, or 64 cents a day. You know, that's only $5 over the normal membership to gain access to almost $1,000 worth of past issues.
Wow.
Even better, if you sign up this month, you'll be grandfathered at this price for as long as you're a member. Now, to fully grasp the enormity of knowledge that we're talking about, please visit CoachRobRegish.com and click on the sale banner. You can scroll down to see a list of all previous issues and their topics. 273 gems that'll blow your mind. So, and don't forget, you're going to get a new cutting-edge issue every month right to your inbox, Breakthroughs in Training, Diet, and Supplementation. So please visit CoachRobRegish.com and get the Blueprint Bulletin Pro at the lowest price ever.
Very cool.
Very cool. It's a lot of knowledge for not much.
So, first question comes from Dodge Feeler. He says, Hey, Rob, I turned 30 on Wednesday, and I've been experiencing strength increases I could have never imagined, like a 525-pound deadlift. Tried for more, but suffered a partial tear to my hamstring. Oh, boy. Rehabbed that and built back up to 525. On my second rep, I partially ruptured my left bicep distal. Is distal the outside? Outside bicep, right?
I think I'm not an expert.
I obviously am going to have to rethink my lifting goals regardless. I've been lifting for strength my whole life, and I'm going to have a tough time.
Well, 30 is still a young man.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Not too far removed from your 20s, and the only appreciable slowdown that I recall was I couldn't train as frequently. You know, the freak injuries like these, they didn't really start for me, at least, until the 40s. So let's examine what caused this, what to do about it, and how to avoid it in the future. Without seeing or knowing your training frequency, seeing you train or how often, I'll focus on your comment about rapid strength increases. I think we've all experienced this. You know, I can tell you for sure what went wrong in my case, and it boils down to three words. I got greedy. I simply tried making too big of a jump in the weight and you know, too frequently, and boom, too much for my muscles and spine. You can also say that about your tendons and ligaments.
Right.
So rule number one for the future, on rapid strength increases, don't get greedy.
Now, was he following a loading pattern, or was he just doing his own thing?
He didn't say.
Because that's why when following loading patterns, it really steers you around these types of problems. If left to your own devices, most of us will move way too fast. Hey, and I've torn three attachments off of my left hamstring deadlifting one day. I've torn my outer bicep head from underneath the shoulder, bicipital tendon, and I've completely torn my tricep and needed surgery. So I'm with you on this one, Dodge. It's not like as though I'm sitting here telling you what I haven't done myself. But all those times I've done that, I could pinpoint why it ended up happening. It wasn't like a mystery to me.
Well, okay, so the next logical question is, what do we do about it? At 30, you're still going to heal up pretty fast. You successfully dealt with that hamstring injury, right?
I didn't even get surgery. My hamstring was just – look, here's the interesting thing about hamstrings, right?
Right.
They say, you got three attachments. You got dozens of attachments in your hamstrings.
Yeah.
Dozens.
Right.
So three, you know – and the doctor even said to me, he said, like, when you tear three, we don't even necessarily have to do surgery unless you're like a professional athlete. He says most of the time you can rebuild the strength, and so that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. So I suspect that Dodge will take care of the bicep stuff quick too. When you do return, try to pace your strength increases differently, meaning decrease training frequency and stretch the gains out over a longer period of time. It's not easy to do, but the body is less prone to get injured that way. Also, to your point, Carl, about loading patterns, it's not always a linear, you know, going
right,
up.
Right.
There are deloads to give your body a little bit of a break. In terms of supplements to use to fix things, top of this list has to be BPC 157. If you've got the cash, TB 500.
Yeah, thymus and beta 4. Hey, listen, purchasepeptides.net, SHR is the code, 30% off. I mean, stupid, stupid cheap prices.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now, Cesis quadrangularis is also very useful, curcumin, and frankly, liberal amounts of weighted stretching.
Mm-hmm.
You can still work your legs into the ground, you know, with hip belt squats. You can use weighted hyperextensions, the glute ham raise, glute ham bridge, you know, and pushing and pulling a sled draw your attention to what I call the life cycle of a lifter, because our body weakens, right, as we age. Injuries happen more frequently, and they take longer to heal. Now, weights themselves are great for building up big muscles, but decades of lifting, there's a lot of wear and tear on your joints, your tendons, your ligaments, and hardcore calisthenics, frankly, on the other hand, will only leave you more flexible, powerful, and supple. So unless you're competing in powerlifting, I gradually scale the weights back and increase the percentage of body weight movements. The sooner you do that, the better you'll feel, and less likely you'll get injured. And, you know, quite possibly training until you're 80. Now, I can reasonably assure you that, you know, neither I, you, or many other people are going to be deadlifting 525 at 80 or 90. With 30 years in the game, I haven't seen it, and there's a reason for that. So, long story short, look into your body weight movements for rehab, and then the more advanced ones to build strength later.
I was just going to say, and keep juicing, but yeah. I don't think that's politically correct for me to say.
No.
Keep in mind, by the way, I added some Mastron into my mix of HRT.
Harden up a little bit.
Well, it also, I mean, I talked to Anthony Roberts about it, and I actually talked to my physician about it too. Mastron is kind of like Tren without the sides. It not only has a hardening effect, but it definitely increases strength and aggression. Of course, it's DHT.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm liking it. I like it a lot. I mean, I definitely feel stronger, and the hardening effect I'm not seeing because I don't have paper thin skin. But what I do notice is that the muscle tone, the tonic state of muscle, is tighter. My muscles are like in alert mode all the time. Like they're it's not like I'm flexing. I don't feel like I'm flexing, but I do feel like my muscles are in like some sort of active mode as opposed to completely relaxed, if that makes any sense. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, cool stuff. Anyway, Ian Musgrove says, "Hey, Coach Rob, just received my Progenidrex. But also, I've decided to take your advice in this latest blueprint and follow the fasted anabolic diet. Should I save the Progenidrex for the weekend carb feast only? Or what would you suggest? I have my X2 for the weekdays." He's talking about Mash Pro Synthogen there. Where will Pro fit in? Thanks, Ian.
You know, it's important to put this in context. So let me explain what he's referring to. I developed a hybrid anabolic and intermittent fasting diet, which really complement each other. Now, I don't want to get into all the details, but I use intermittent fasting to maximize the anabolic diet's fat loss potential, and then a few more tricks during the carb load to ramp up muscle gains. It works better. It's a lot less expensive. And it's a lot more convenient, right, than running either diet alone. When it's all said and done, I'm quite confident, you know, it's going to set a new standard in helping guys recomp. Now, he asked about Progenidrex. That was designed for one purpose, to increase lean body mass gains by magnifying the effect of the most powerful anabolic you can put in your body, food. Now, think about that for a second. No reputable company can offer you, you know, steroids or pro-hormones, etc. But what builds muscle better than either of those? Food. You know, using Progenidrex will give you an enormous appetite. You know, and it will then take more of the carbs that you eat and store them as glycogen in your muscles, not as fat around your waist. And pump up those volumized muscles even better with creatine. And then finally, Laxogen is in there to improve protein synthesis and keep inflammation down. Now, at first glance, Ian's idea to use Progenidrex on the weekends makes a lot of sense. However, it takes a few days to, in some people, a few weeks for Progenidrex to build up in their system. And consequently, getting that ravenous appetite. So you know, my advice here would be, you know, if you were to use it during the week, you know, on a cut or a recomp, forget it. It's been tried before. It makes you so hungry you eat too much. The appropriate time, I would have to say, to use it would be as soon as you come off dieting or deliberate overtraining and undereating, what we call famine in the blueprint. So day one of feast, I would recommend starting Progenadrex there and run it for a solid month to 6 weeks. Never fails to blow the muscles up, increase strength, and improve recovery time. So bottom line, Synthogen for cuts and recomps, Progenadrex for bulking.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from, let's see who it is, Rob Longo. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there and check it out, and we'll be right back.
Category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Four, best,
Welcome back. So the next question comes from Rob Longo. He said, what has the industry done about the recent FDA actions against Picamelin, Kratom, and Vinpocetine, et cetera? And what's next to be lost?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The industry's reaction has differed greatly depending upon the compound in question.
Yeah, and whether or not they were selling it.
yeah, whether or not it was.
Isn't it funny? It's such a self-serving industry. It's like, oh, we don't sell anything with Kratom. Oh, who cares about that? They don't realize that when no matter what gets lost, you're next. Something you sell is next.
So let's take a look at three compounds and how the industry reacted to each. Now, on Picamelin, it wasn't very widely used. It wasn't really popular, nor was it very profitable. Most retailers then simply removed it from their shelves, and if it was in a pre-workout, and it wasn't a lot of them, those companies are just reformulating. Although few people will miss it, Picamelin was scary for a number of reasons, meaning the FDA going after it was scary, because there wasn't a single adverse event report. And their criteria for it, you can apply to a lot of other products, and they would be under the same microscope. That takes a lot of money and time if they want to actually make a product illegal. So they came up with a new dirty trick. They put out a letter of concern stating that they didn't recognize it as an approved dietary ingredient or some kind of dribble like that. Here's the bottom line. The industry rolled over on that. There was no attempt to fight it. Kratom, on the other hand, very popular product. Many people use it a lot more than the FDA counted on. And the industry responded in a coordinated, unified, and professional manner. And as a result, Kratom got a reprieve. Now, it has until December 1st, at which time the DEA, you know, what they do with it is anyone's guess. Vinpocetine was the next one that they went after. I suspect this will go the way of Picamelin. Not many are going to fight the government over that one. So it brings us to today. What else is the industry doing? Here's something interesting. Until recently, you could buy a kilo of Phenibut on at least one site I used to frequent. Now, I logged in the other day, and poof, it was gone. No sight of it. Not a single mention of it. I dug a little deeper, and here's what I found. They now sell it through their subsidiary, the different website. And even then, only 250 milligram amounts. Now, you see what they're doing? They're trying to keep it off the radar screen, off the Fed's radar screen. Yeah. They're bringing serving sizes way down, which might be a good thing to prevent kids from, you know, taking too much of it. But as far as their main site goes, it never existed. This is all very, very bad news. So allow me to lighten things up. Unless the government makes these compounds illegal, there's nothing stopping you from importing them from China or elsewhere. Now, yes, it'll take a little longer, and you'll have to go through, you know, customs nonsense. But look, at least you'll still have access to it. I'll speak later about China and quality control, et cetera, but suffice it to say, there are some items that either are or they're not. It's not like you can shake the Phenibut tree and get it out of it. So, listen, be glad that we still have that, the opportunity to import it, because things are only going to get worse from here. I hate to say that, but these guys they're on a mission. They're on a mission.
Bob Bergdahl says, I finally got around to trying your Synthogen X2. I must say, this is the first supplement in a long while that not only delivered on its claim, but it actually over-delivers. When I first debuted it, you ran commercials and talked about how it accelerated mRNA translation. Today, that's no longer mentioned, and the claim is recover faster than anabolics. I've used them. You're right. But can you explain why the switch in marketing? Is there a ceiling on the stuff? Can I take more than 15 during a workout?
Well, first and foremost, I'm glad you like it, Bob. And that's precisely why we ran that sale, hoping new people would give it a shot. Now, as to the product claims and marketing and how that's evolved, when Synthogen debuted, I was looking for a way to summarize, right, its value proposition. You know, what did it do that other products didn't? And in my mind, that was accelerating messenger RNA translation, essentially speeding up the activity of the ribosome, assembling new contractile muscle proteins. It certainly does that and a whole lot more, but I quickly discovered the following. One, most people didn't know what messenger RNA translation was or why you'd want to accelerate it. Two, as a consumer, how do you measure messenger RNA translation, right? And three, I got a lot of questions about what's a ribosome and et cetera, et cetera. At that point, I took a step back and I put it in the simplest words that I could. You recover faster, a lot faster. And that, I think, the public understands. In fact, they're looking at it and saying, okay, recover faster, maybe faster than what? Give me a benchmark. I have athletes, multiple, using anabolics and Synthogen, and they all report it recovers them faster than the drugs. So with that simple tweak, the marketing message, I think, finally got across. Not everyone believed it until they tried it. Now, finally, I have had some adventurous athletes double up or triple on X2 suggested dose, which is to say they'll take 10 caps pre-workout and 10 post. And the word that I keep hearing over and over from these guys when that's done is they feel unbreakable. Now, I would not suggest doing this frequently. You can go through a bottle awful fast that way. The ones doing it run the first bottle every day, 20 caps on training days and 10 on their off days. The next bottle, they simply use 20 caps on training days only. And in that context, a twin pack will last you roughly 6 weeks, depending upon your training frequency.
Yeah, I mean, and so really the reason that you would warn against it is because of the financial aspect of it, but not because you would build up a tolerance to it or anything like that, right?
No, people ask me all the time, do I have to cycle this stuff? And my answer to them is no, but I have long maintained that for 99% of supplements, it's beneficial to cycle them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm with you on that. I'm the same way. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com, the maker of Synthogen X2. Everybody who takes it says the same thing about it. I've yet to find anybody who said, nah, it really didn't live up to my expectations. It didn't do anything at all. Everybody who takes it loves it. What can you say about that? It's not marketing hype. It's the actual feet on the ground people who is saying this stuff is amazing. And if you haven't tried it, you're missing out. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So if you're into performance and strength, the second half of today's show is an absolute must hear. We're going to be talking about neurolinguistics programming. We're going to be talking about hypnosis and how these two things can actually improve strength and performance. Really could be the definitive reason you can't break PRs. And we're going to have Logan Christopher on the show with us, who is really a specialist and works with a lot of athletes in this area. So you want to stay around for the second hour. So the next question comes from Jerry Byers. He says, I got your email on creatine failing lab claims. What a shocker. I mean, I know this is like a commodity item, really. You already went over protein powders and the abysmal quality control they have. What else should we be looking out for?
Well, the latest product I saw fail a lab test was a pro-hormone. Now, I won't name the company, but the product in question was androsterone. And this is one of the few pro-hormones, so to speak. It may be an active one, I'm not sure. But it's not specifically scheduled, right, on the ban, on the legislation. So supplement companies think they can still sell it, but be that as it may, here are the test results. Label claim, 100 milligram of androsterone per capsule. Result, a smidgen of DHEA. Almost none. We're talking like 5 milligrams or something like that.
Yeah.
For around $40 for a month's supply, yeah, that's some expensive DHEA. I should also mention that although DHEA was found, again, it was a tiny amount. I don't know why. It's not like they would start with DHEA.
Yeah, right. Right, like as the primary hormone that they're going to convert.
Right. So let me put this in perspective for you. Let's say you decide to do a 2-month cycle of this stuff, okay? So you buy yourself 5 pounds of whey, 2 bottles of androsterone, a bottle of milk thistle for your liver, and an all-in-one post-cycle therapy product, right, for when you come off. 5 pounds of whey is going to run you around $52. The androsterone, 2 bottles, $80. Milk thistle, $25. Cycle support, $35. Grand total of $192. Call it $200 with shipping. What did you really get? The 5 pounds of protein is likely spiked to artificially up the nitrogen content, right? We just a few weeks ago, we had brand after brand failing tests. You know, so forget growing muscle with that. The androsterone is obviously just a smidgen of DHEA. The milk thistle and cycle support, they may be legit, but since you're only using DHEA, you know, you got fooled into thinking that you need those two. Unscrupulous supplement companies just reached into your wallet, stole $200, and you get nothing and like it. So that is what to look out for. The single most important thing I can offer to you is this. Buy only from companies and people behind them that you trust. I once visited the CEO of a certain natural whey protein. He's obese, doesn't even walk for exercise, and the only thing I saw him lift with a knife and fork.
And he was getting $150 to $170 for a 5-pound jug of his super duper grass fed whey protein. And it turned out that it only had, and I saw the lab results. I'm not going to say who sent it to me. I saw the lab results. And then Mike, what's his name? The guy who does the Health Ranger radio show when he has Natural News. He's the guy who actually was selling it on his site. And he's the one who actually ran the lab test on it, too. It had 7 grams of protein and like 15 grams of sugar. It was supposed to be 22 or 24 grams of protein and 3 grams of sugar.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, look, when I started looking at making a protein powder, one of the things that was the scariest for me was trusting another company to make it for me.
Right.
And you know something? There were two other companies that I negotiated with, and I could have gotten my protein powder made a lot cheaper than I did with All American Pharmaceutical. But with All American Pharmaceutical, I went there and visited because they were already a sponsor. And I saw they have a lab in-house that's as good as ChromaDex. And they test everything that comes in, raw materials, everything, even everything. They test every raw material that comes in, no matter what it is. And then after they make a product, they test the product again to make sure that something didn't go wrong during the blending process.
Yeah. Another thing you can do is ask for a third-party, you know, verification, testing of the product. And, you know, what we were talking about, like getting your product made at All American, they do it right, and that's important because the CFR 111s, which are the FDA regulations for supplement companies, are onerous, you know?
Yeah.
They if you're going to get something done, right, get it done right. And that's what I'm trying to do with another new product that I'm working on.
You know, if you don't care, I know people that are in the industry, and I'm not naming names, but some of this stuff has come out, that for years they were making products and putting them out there and never tested anything. They just took the word of the company. And some people just don't want to know. We had a sponsor on this show years ago that's gone now. I'm not going to mention his product because even if I mention the category, it'll be very obvious who it is. And I used to say to him, you know, like, how do you know what's in here? Well, the manufacturer told me, have you ever tested it? No. And the reality was I realized he didn't want to know because then there's plausible deniability. Oh, I didn't know I was selling something that didn't have anything in it.
Plus, he you'd have to destroy all that stock.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Let's get Ed McGovern answered real quick, and then we'll go into the break and do the blueprint, the tip of the day. He says, I remember when whey protein was new. Designer protein, I think it was. One of the things that sticks in my mind was how much easier it mixed up versus milk and egg and the other proteins of the day. Now everybody uses whey. Is there anything different about whey from the early 90s versus the whey that we buy today?
Well, you know, whey itself was brought to the forefront by Dan Duchesne. And I think he was working with David Jenkins, and they put together Designer Protein. So there's a lot of controversy as to who was first, but the two earliest I remember were Designer Protein and ViaPro. And for their time, they were excellent and head and shoulders over anything else. And yes, there are many differences between those early ways and those of today. In a lot of ways, proteins have devolved, right, from that time.
Right.
But one of those little talked about items is where the whey comes from. It comes from milk, or they can get it from cheese. Here's why that's important. The highest quality protein comes from milk, not cheese. Because when whey protein comes from milk instead of cheese, it only has to be pasteurized once instead of twice, making it half, right, as denatured, if there is any denaturing.
Interesting.
Yeah, as whey from cheese. So, in all those original studies dating back to the 90s showing how powerful whey was, they were all conducted on whey made from skim milk. Now, as you can imagine, over the years, manufacturers started using cheese. And that meant it had to be subjected to heat twice. So, whey that's only pasteurized once usually means a much higher level. Higher quality product,
right,
with all of the growth factors, immunoglobulins, and other protein subfractions. So, in the mid 90s, most of the whey on the shelves came from skim milk. It was only after that that the quality started to suffer. But you know, it's cheap, so people buy it. Here's the final word: rather than just whey, consider using a whey caseinate blend, like Thrive. Not just because I said so, but because the amino acids from whey are gone at the 90-minute mark. In a blend, like Thrive, the aminos stick around for up to 7 hours, acting in an anti-catabolic fashion. That's a big difference.
And let's not forget, the free-form amino acids hit you immediately, even before the whey protein does.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's like you ever see, remember when we were kids, we used to watch the Apollo spacecrafts take off?
Yeah.
And they would take off, man, rumbling, going up into the sky, and then somewhere near outer space, the first stage would come off. That big engine would come off. It would float away. And then it would keep going. Then once it was in the outer limits of outer space, the second stage came off. And then the little rocket kept going. And that was it. It was like three stages. Thrive advances three stages.
Yeah, and those essential aminos are a stroke of brilliance. I mean, I know it's nature, but, they require no digestion. They go straight into the bloodstream to the muscle.
And keep in mind that we've got a show that Elisa is negotiating the day and time right now that shows that adding probiotics to your whey protein post-workout influences the anabolic response. Wait a minute, that's in mother's milk, and that's why it's in Thrive Advance. I didn't have to be a genius to make Thrive Advance. I ripped mother's milk off. That's what I did. I'm a thief. I ripped mother's milk off. But I'm saying, why hasn't anybody else done it? Oh, I know why. Because it's flipping expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You can't buy $4 a pound, whey concentrate and then sell it for $10 a pound and make $6 a pound on it. You can't do that.
Yeah.
My margins are so small on Thrive Advance that it's almost like, I like selling it more than any money I'll ever make on it. And that's the God's honest truth.
I hear you, bro.
All right, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stick around.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Stick around for the second hour when Logan Christopher joins us in just a short while to talk about how to use neurolinguistics programming and hypnosis to improve strength and performance. You know, a lot of people have made the gains that they can make, and they're kind of just stuck. And a lot of this, the lack of strength and thereof, starts in the brain. We're going to talk about that. But right now we've got Rob Ruggish, who's going to deliver the blueprint tip of the day. What's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day is what happens when you just wing it.
What happens. You tear biceps, you tear hamstrings.
Yeah. It's a popular term for making things up as you go along. And sadly, many people apply that to their training, their diet, and everything else. It's a lot easier than thinking, especially critical thinking. Let's face it. There's research to be done, documenting your progress, usually some math involved, certain foods to eat, et cetera, et cetera. Now, adhering to all of that isn't fun, and for sure, it isn't very convenient. So, our hypothetical 20-year-old decides to go to the gym, And in his mind, lifting heavy is enough. Now, he's gained some muscle, so he must be doing something right, right? As far as diet goes, no way he's tracking calories. He will make sure, though, that he buys and consumes lots of protein every month because, well, because that's what everyone else does. One day, though, he hits a major plateau. Everything comes to a screeching halt. The scale doesn't budge. The bar won't either. So he decides to eat more. But the only things getting bigger are his waistline and his grocery bill. Now, he's already taking supplements, but maybe it's time to step up his game. So he orders Prohormones. Because he doesn't know the products he's buying, a lot of them fail to meet label claims, he can't understand why, even now, he's not gaining. You know, so he figures maybe if he just hangs in there for a few more months, things will turn around. So then it's back into the cycle of the same old training routine, lots of protein, and trying out whatever's, you know, whatever product is hot this month. I've got some bad news. He's not going to look or perform any different at 30 than he did at 20. Think about that. 10 years in his prime have been squandered because he decided to just wing it.
And would you stand for that if you went to school and you went to school for 10 years and you were still at the entry level of when you started school?
Yeah. You haven't graduated college. You're still a freshman.
You're still a freshman 10 years later, but you're satisfied with that. You just show up every day and you go to class and you do the homework, and you're like, this is what I expect.
Yeah. Now, compare that, though, to a guy who hires a trainer, a coach, consultant, what have you. His gym sessions have a very clear, defined goal, and he's hitting them consistently. He's using a diet which is consistent with his goals, and it's doable. It's a diet that he can live with. The supplements he does use are true to label, and he gets every supplement that he's interested in vetted prior to purchase. By going that route, he's got a lot more money left over every month, and he's finally making progress. And I guarantee you, he will be bigger, stronger, and leaner at 30 than he was at 20. Here's the bottom line. If you're winging it, I want you to stop and get on board with me or someone like me. Brooks Kubik's great, too. Because once that decade or more is gone, it's gone for good. If you're between 15 and 30, this message is all the more urgent because the amount of muscle you build during this time will determine how much you have for life. Most people know this is the truth. People who are serious about training don't pretend this problem doesn't exist. You know, they do something about it, and the other crowd wings it. So it's gut check time, you know. Which one are you? I sincerely hope you take me up on this because I wasted a few years myself. I was convinced that I knew the answers. I didn't, and consequently never reached my true potential. You, though, you do have the opportunity to do that. Make the right decision today and write me back in a year. I guarantee you will be happy that you did.
Yeah. You know what? The problem is that people think that if they just go to the gym and they go through the motions, that they're and you are getting something. If, from the day that you started as a non-trainer to the day that you are been training for a year or two, there's no doubt that there are some benefits to that. I'm not negating that. But shouldn't those benefits keep increasing with your investment of time?
Yeah.
And that's where the word progressive comes. What a lot of people fail to understand is that it's progressive resistance training. And something has to be progressing. Either your strength or your endurance with the same weight, but something has to keep progressing. And when we lose sight of progression, that's when we're really We're showing up at the buffet, but we're not, we don't have a plate. We're not trying anything. We're just looking at the food. Everybody else is enjoying the food, but we're just standing there looking at it because we didn't bring a plate. When the progression fails to occur, then we are wasting some amount of our time.
Yeah.
You got to keep the progression part in there.
And like I said, I myself was a victim of this. I had hit one of these huge plateaus, and nothing was working, nothing that I tried. And instead of seeking someone else out and you know, kind of humbling myself and saying, look, I need some help to get over this plateau, I just kept winging it. And you know what? Those are 2 or 3 years that I will never get back, and they were in my 20s, and I guarantee you I would have 10 to maybe even 20 more pounds of muscle on me now. But I don't, because I just couldn't check my ego at the door.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I do this regularly. I mean, the reality is that if I stop making progress, I immediately look for what I can change. And sometimes it is changing a program, right? That's why there's how many different Russian loading patterns or German loading patterns are there?
I've got a half a dozen.
Yeah.
Automated.
There's a reason that there's a half a dozen German loading patterns. The Germans found out that you got to change sometimes. You know, I talk about it like shifting a stick car. And most people today don't even know what a stick car is, right? A standard shift. But, you know, if you're in first gear, you take it up to 5,000 RPMs. When you shift to second, it drops back down to maybe 3,000 RPMs. As you accelerate, you're back up at 5,000 RPMs, you shift again. And so having those loading patterns is like having a multi-speed transmission. You're not just one gear all the time. You're multiple, so you can keep the progression going. And you got to have these. You know, you learn them once. It's not like every year you got to learn new loading patterns. You learn them once. When one of them stops working, you switch to another for a while.
I can confidently say this. Of all of the information in the blueprint bulletin, every special report, of all the, you know, the information, the single most powerful thing that I came up with was automating those 6 loading patterns on an Excel spreadsheet. You apply a couple of big barbell lifts to that, and a year later, I guarantee you, you'll have 100, 200, sometimes more pounds on your total.
Yeah.
On your total. And that's going to be part of the special offer, too.
It's a great opportunity, and people can get this where? At CoachRobRegish.com?
Yep.
CoachRobRegish.com. CoachRobRegish.com. CoachRobRegish.com.
Click on the sale link and scroll down to see the 273 topics covered. I guarantee you there are gems in there for you that are going to help you.
Instead of Beetlejuice showing up, your muscles get bigger. CoachRobRegish.com. CoachRobRegish.com. Say it 3 times. Your muscles get bigger. Good stuff. Really good stuff. And I will keep everybody apprised of my Masteron experiment. I'm starting. Look, I want to be clear about something. I'm not playing around with cycles. I've come to the conclusion that men are just as complex as women. When women go get HRT, they get bias, they get progesterone, they get testosterone, they get some DHEA, sometimes some pregnenolone. You know, doctors look at them like, oh, we can't have unopposed estrogen. Men, they're like, oh, here's some androgel. Go ahead, get out of here. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. And I can tell you, after a man has been on HRT for 1 year, there are some other hormones that stop being produced. And so you got to fill them in. And yeah. I'm convinced that DHT is one of them. And it's not because of the lack of testosterone. It's because of a downregulation of the 5-alpha reductase pathway as men age. And it makes perfect sense. All these other pathways seem to slow down, but not DHT.
Right.
DHT is a very, very important hormone for men. And it's not everybody's afraid of it because, like, oh, wait, male pattern baldness. No. If you don't have male pattern baldness in the cards, it's not an issue. But I'm not talking about doing 400 milligrams of a Mastron and Anthate a week, I'm talking about doing 100 milligrams.
Right.
Just adding a little DHT. DHT is one of the more powerful neurosteroids. And I think that men end up lacking this. And now, I know there's people out there going to say I'm crazy. Just like they said I was crazy about sub-Q testosterone injections back when I first started talking about it, I don't know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago. And now they're all the rage. People can say, no, Carl, no, DHT, no. And then watch, a year or two from now, they're going to be like, oh, turns out that the missing thing in men's HRT protocol is some DHT. It's just critical thinking. That's all it is. So I'll keep everybody on that. Listen, Rob, see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to be right back, and we're going to help you get stronger in a completely different way.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, human performance is an interesting thing. We think of it as being completely dependent on our body, but it's not. We know this. We know that the brain, the mind, plays a large role in your ability to perform and strength. And we're going to be delving into this much deeper right now and give you some tools that you can leverage to improve your strength and performance with Logan Christopher, who runs a website called Legendary Strength. And he's not talking about strength legends of yesteryear. He's talking about you becoming a legend in the strength game. How you doing, Logan?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Welcome. Yeah, so talk about your beginning. What fascinated you? What made you interested in this area of performance?
Well, I was not naturally born strong or athletic. I was the proverbial 98-pound weakling entering high school. I played football because my older brother played football, but I was actually never very good. It was shortly after high school I found out about body weight exercises, and that led to kettlebells, and then kind of got back into barbells. I actually started to see results in my training, but I still wasn't naturally gifted. It was kind of, I guess I was a smart guy, so I sought these other means in which to get the results that I wanted, because, you know, after a little while, I really got bitten by the iron bug, and I did look to the legends of yesteryear, the old-time strongmen, and looking at what they were doing, and I decided that I wanted to do that. So I began really exploring the mental training side of the game in order to find out how I could unlock more of the strength that is inherent in me and is inherent in everyone.
Okay, so we're going to talk about NLP and we're going to talk about hypnosis, but I want to mention something. So I was watching a documentary once. I can't recall what it was. It was years ago. And in the documentary, it was about strength. They were in a lab and they were doing a leg extension as an example of strength. And they sat a guy on the bench and, you know, put his right leg in the leg extension machine. And they said, do as many reps as you can with this particular weight. It was a moderately heavy weight. I think he did like 10 or 12 reps. And the last few, he just, you know, he wasn't even completing the movement. He was eking them out. And so he technically he went to concentric failure, which most of us do in the gym. And then they took an electromagnetic field device that was shaped like a halo, and they placed it over the top of his head. Oh, no, I back up. So then after he went to failure, they said rest. They counted like 30 seconds. Rest for 30 seconds, do some more reps, rest for 5 seconds. They kept doing this progression where they let him rest until the point where he could not do another rep. He was completely spent. They put this electromagnetic field device that looked like a halo over the top of his head, and they said, now do another couple reps. Of course, he said, well, I can't. They said, try it. And he banged out like 6 reps effortlessly. The guy looked at them. He's like, what the hell is going on here? And they said, well, we're blocking the fatigue center of your brain. And so your muscles aren't getting this signal from your brain that says you're done. Now, obviously, this fatigue center plays a role, and some of it is protection, but most of us don't really put out the force that we can put out with our muscles on a day-in-day-out basis. And when that happened, I thought to myself, oh, my God. So if you can find techniques, I mean, we can't go around with an electromagnetic field device. And we don't want to. We don't want that level of override in the system. But if we could find ways to short circuit that governor in the brain, and we've all heard the stories, right? Oh, you know, the kid gets pinned under the Volkswagen and the grandma picks it up. These are real stories, right? So if you can learn techniques to tap into that strength. And it could be 5% more strength. That's all it, I mean, 5% more strength is a lot. I mean, that's an amazing thing. Isn't that really what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. You were saying that stories about little old ladies picking up cars off of their children or loved ones. That's, to me, that perfectly exemplifies this. If you can just tap a little bit more into that power. I mean, our muscles are all far stronger than what we're able to exert with them, right? There's stories of people getting hit by lightning, and their muscles will contract so violently that it will break their own bones.
Right.
So we have that governor you were talking about for a reason, but that governor is there for that reason, and it may be governing us more than it really should be. So we're able to use something like mental training, which is, you know, kind of like sort of electrical stimulus you were just talking about, mm-hmm. different ways of tapping into this ability just a little bit more so we can get better progress while also doing it safely.
Okay, so tell the audience what NLP is, neuro-linguistics programming.
Yeah, NLP is, as you said, neuro-linguistic programming. It's the study of subjective experience. Now, what the hell does that mean? There really is no objective reality out there. You know, it's all coming through our brain. So how we perceive things is basically how we're able to interact with the world. And thus, if we change how we perceive things and how things are re-represented inside of our head, then that can change the outside results we get. NLP was started as far as using it for psychotherapy. It was created by modeling a couple different great therapists as well as hypnotists like Milton Erickson. And people have used it in many different fields. Most people have not really applied it to the strength field, and that's what I really did because strength training was a passion of mine. I got into NLP and saw, oh, this has great applications in this field. It's just that few people have even tried to do that before.
How is that different than hypnotism? And then I want to talk about hypnotism for a second longer after you give that explanation.
Absolutely. There are parallels between NLP and hypnosis, but hypnosis, most people think of like there's a hypnotist and the hypnotee who gets put in a trance state and then they're doing something like that. And that's the classic form of hypnosis, but there are other ways of doing it as well. NLP has some similar things with this, as in we're working with the subconscious or the unconscious mind, and we're talking to a person in order to do it. But there's really a whole bunch of different things that get encompassed in NLP, working with beliefs, how you visualize, all these different aspects that really it's kind of how we run our brain.
When Mike Miller, who's a friend of the show, squatted, he was the first man to squat 1,220 pounds in a full meet. Not just in a squat meet. In fact, his total for that meet was 2,625 pounds. This is back in 2006. He had a 1,220-pound squat, 805-pound bench press, and a 705-pound deadlift. And the truth of the matter is, he could have deadlifted more, but he really didn't have to. He came on the show, and he talked about how he worked with a hypnotist. Because, you know, you would be an idiot not to think that these are some dangerous things to do. And so naturally, your level of angst, and I call it chatter in your brain. Like when I was squatting at my heaviest, when I was deadlifting at my heaviest, I used to start to have noise in my head that was distracting me. It was my brain telling me, you know, I hope I don't blow out a disc. I hope I don't break, rupture a tendon. I hope all this chatter. It's like. And it's so noisy in your head. And so he worked with a hypnotist to actually quell that chatter. And it's mm-hmm. he said, you know, I said to him on the air, I remember, you know, how important was that? He goes, it was just as important as me getting under the bar and squatting every day because I had to walk into the gym and believe that I could do that, all those things I had to do in a single meet and do it and come away and be fine. You know, because you have tendencies that worry, like, oh, man, I hope nothing happens to me. And he attributed that as an important factor in his ability to hit a 2,625-pound total that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone has heard the quotes from athletes in all sorts of different fields saying like 90% of the game is mental, right? Yet how many people actually spend, you know, 90% of their time on their mental game, or even 10%
of
their time?
None of us. No, the truth of it, let's be honest. Everybody in this audience, out of everybody in this audience, maybe there's five people who really spend time on the mental side of the game. I don't even do it.
Yeah, I do it because, you know, I'm teaching this, and I could stand to do it even more. It's just we want to get in there and lift the weights. And here's the thing. It's not necessarily you need to sit down and hypnotize yourself, and that's separate from your training. There are ways of really integrating different types of mental training into everything that you're doing. So you're talking about the chatter that's going on in the head. For different people, you have to understand everyone's an individual. So what works for one person may not work for another person, just like the same strength training routine may not work exactly well for different people. So you can be saying negative things in your head. Your internal self-talk is negative, and it's stopping you from being able to reach the limits you otherwise would. Or you can have positive self-talk, or just having nothing really going on. You're not really thinking. That can be helpful for some people as well. So we have different channels as well. So it's how you talk to yourself, but also what you're visualizing, how you're perceiving that. All these different things, they generate how you internally feel. They generate a state, and that's going to allow you to perform well or not.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, I'd like to start to talk about some strategies and some tips, and we'll tell people where they can get the full course if you're really interested in really improving your game, taking it to a new level. You cannot ignore the role of how you think and what you think about your own abilities in either elevating you to the next level of performance or impairing your ability to break through any plateaus. Stay tuned.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Logan Christopher. We're talking about a very simple way for you to really up your game. And it is to master your mind. You know, there was a study done a few years ago that we talked about on the show that showed that fatigue starts in the brain, not in the muscles. And the brain has governors that control your output, your heart, your muscles, everything. And learning how to control your brain will yield greater strength and performance. So give me some strategies. You talk about weird little mental tricks that can increase strength up to 75%. Give the audience, like, let's do something about NLP. Maybe then we'll talk a little bit about something they can do with even self-hypnosis.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I like teaching that comes from NLP is this idea of submodalities. Now, submodality is kind of the qualities of our internal perceptions. So everyone listening, and you, Carl, you can sort of follow along with this, and it'll give you a little taste of what you can do. So if you just picture yourself doing a back squat right now, go ahead and do that. See yourself squatting with the bar.
Feel the weight. Now, imagine feeling the weight, the whole thing. Like, really, really imagine it.
Right. So anytime we visualize, we're going to be using our different sensory channels. So although the term is visualization, it shouldn't just be visual. That's an important piece of it, but yeah, you should be feeling it, especially with exercises. You know, the feeling is an important part. You can also notice if there's a sound to it. So it could be the sound of your breath. There could be music playing in the background. The sound isn't as important, but because it's often neglected, it can sometimes be a very powerful channel that we can work with as well.
Right.
But as you're seeing yourself do the squat, are you in your own body, like staring out from your own eyes, or are you watching yourself as if watching a video?
Interesting. So the POV, so to speak, the point of view.
Right. Yeah.
I actually realized that I was watching myself. I was not looking out of my own body.
Right. So this would be one of the submodalities. Now, as you're watching the video, is it the room bright or normal lighting, or is it a little bit dimmer than usual?
Interesting. I think it was just as bright, the fluorescent lights. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And since you're watching a video, how big is this video? Is it like a TV screen that's right in front of you, or is it very small?
No, it's actually bigger. It's actually bigger. It was not, okay. There were no boundaries created by my physical place in real time right now. It was much bigger.
Okay, excellent. So are you life-size, or are you bigger or smaller?
I'm probably... I'm life size.
Okay, life size. Excellent. And so this is pretty normal, but the other people listening, they may have some slightly different qualities. They may be inside their body, but it's a little bit dimmer. These qualities kind of cue your nervous system into how to think about this exercise. And there's there's nothing that's necessarily good or bad, a right or a wrong way to do this. There's just, depending on what you're going for, like being stronger in the squat, there may be better things for you to do. So we can look at these qualities and we can play around with them, and that will change actually how you perceive the exercise, and that in turn can change how you actually perform in the exercise. To really go into detail with this, it's best done like one-on-one, and you're looking at an exercise you're good at versus an exercise you're bad at. But there's a whole bunch you can play with here, and I've had fantastic results with getting people just doing something very simple to increase their strength. So you spoke about that weird mental trick that increases strength up to 75%.
Right.
I've actually seen it work better than that. What you do, this works most of the time for most people, but nothing is 100%. All you have to do is visualize yourself doing that squat once again, but make everything brighter.
Really?
Just turn up the lights on everything. Go ahead and do that now. And
how many times do you have to do this? Is repetition a key for the success of this?
Oh, repetition often helps. That is one method that can be used with mental training, whether it's hypnosis or other things. But often if you do the right other things, you don't need to do it a whole bunch of times. So you can just go ahead and see a couple reps of yourself doing the squats with the lights turning up. And if you want to actually link it a little bit better as you're coming out of the hole of the squat, then turn the brightness up as you do that.
Oh, wow.
And after you've done that, notice if there's any change in the feeling in your body as you're watching this internal movie.
I do feel like my upper back was, this is obviously very subjective what I'm saying, but I felt like my upper back was stronger.
Okay, yeah. And so the cool thing about this is, you know, we're working with mental training, but when you're actually in the gym, you can go and see real life tangible results. So my favorite examples of this, I was working with a woman in a stage, a crowd of about 100 people, and we did a couple more things. It wasn't just about the brightness. That was one tip, but there were several other things we found out that could juice up her visualization. So she was working on a one-arm push-up. She had never done more than two reps before, but after just a couple minutes of tweaking her mental movie like this, she was able to do seven of them.
Wow.
So that's a pretty significant increase in ability. That's just from unlocking the mental ability. My hypothesis on why this works is that basically we can tune up your nervous system, and the nervous system is so important for getting those muscle cells to fire. So we're just jazzing things up so that you're able to exert more of the strength that is already there.
Now, do these things work as effectively on well-trained individuals who seem to be reaching their peak of strength as they do on a newbie? Or do newbies see, like everything else, a greater response to this type of stuff?
That's a great question. Your example earlier, I mean, your well-trained friend setting an elite record, and he was using hypnosis, and he's certainly not a newbie at this stuff. So most people have never really explored their visualization in this manner before. So in my experience, it works as well for newbies as for elite people, except that elite people, they oftentimes may be already have elite level visualization of what they're doing. Not that they necessarily even work on it, but things are already well sorted and stored in their
embedded,
head. But
yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't improve it even further.
Okay, I want to take a break, and I want to talk about NLP when we come back specifically.
All
and
right.
How that can be used. This is great stuff. So the website is legendarystrength.com. You can go there and you can actually buy the whole course and add this to your repertoire of things that will improve your performance. It doesn't get any easier than that. In fact, why don't you visualize yourself going to the website and ordering the course during the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Logan Christopher about improving your strength and performance by learning to control your thoughts, your mind, and have real impact on strength and performance. What about NLP? Where does that fit into this discussion? Is it about changing? First of all, do you have to be more observant of the language you use in your head and then change it?
Yeah, so that would be one component. What we just discussed about visualization, in fact, that comes from NLP as well. NLP isn't necessarily
language-based,
but it kind of looks at what works and what can be done better. So the language is another part of that. Everyone knows if you look at a barbell and say, I can't lift that, whether you're saying it out loud or just in your head, the chances of you lifting that are much less than if you know that you can lift it, right? So what we tell ourselves is very, very important. And this can be played around with the same sort of way as what we just did with the visual component of our visualization. So it's not only the words that we use, but the tone that we say them in, whether it's our words or someone else's words, all these other factors can come into a play with this auditory channel. And that as well will affect what we're able to do.
So how about hypnosis? Is it something that we can do ourselves, or is that something that we have to go to a professional and have done for us?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of self-hypnosis. Here's the thing with both NLP and hypnosis, it's easier to do with someone else. because it can be a little bit tough to become conscious of what is normally unconscious. So the fact is that we are always talking to ourselves. We're always visualizing things, whether we know it or not. It's just not necessarily within our conscious awareness, but we can make it conscious by actually working on it. And then we can begin to change it consciously, which then yields those results. But it is a little bit easier if you have someone that's practiced and a professional at this stuff leading you through it. So I am a big proponent of self-hypnosis, but that also takes a little bit of time to learn to really get solid results with it. But that doesn't mean it can't be done. In fact, with a little bit of practice, anyone can do it.
Is self-hypnosis kind of like meditation, but with a mission? And so, you know, when I meditate, I'm focused on a mantra because I'm trying to clear my mind of thoughts. So is meditation, mm-hmm. is self-hypnosis more like you get into that trance state where the brain is willing to accept anything you suggest to it and then you make suggestions to yourself?
Yeah, it's very similar to meditation. I mean, you have similar things going on with changing the brainwave levels from our wide awake beta to alpha and theta. That happens in both meditation and hypnosis, but how you described it, meditation with a mission, that's pretty right on, because hypnosis is generally focused on some sort of goal, some sort of outcome you're trying to get. And then there are a whole bunch of different ways, typically through words, in which to do them. So all this stuff that you can do inside of hypnosis can be done outside of hypnosis, but by getting in that trance-like state, you can become more suggestible. You can tap more into the unconscious processes in the body. So it is a very useful skill to cultivate and learn.
So in the courses that you offer at your website, do you teach people both self-hypnosis and also neuro-linguistics techniques to improve strength and performance, or are these separate courses?
Yeah, I have all kinds of material available on the website, tons of free articles and everything. If people go over there, they can sign up for a couple free reports I have. One of those is the weird mental trick that instantly increases strength 75% or more. And that's going to go in a little bit more detail about visualization. And I know a lot of people listening right now, they're saying, oh, I don't visualize, or I'm not very good at visualization. But visualization is a skill, and it's something everybody does. Unless perhaps they're born blind, they have that visual capacity. So with a couple simple drills, you can learn to make this skill more conscious and be able to use it. Then you can use it for your exercise, and I'll teach you some of the things that you can do there, like making the movie brighter. That's just one example that's covered in there. If you want a lot more details, I have my book called Mental Muscle, and that covers hypnosis and NLP, all kinds of different drills, and really how you can learn self-hypnosis, how you can do these things with yourselves as well as other people.
Interesting, interesting. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation, Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Logan Christopher. His website is legendarystrength.com. You can get these reports there that we're talking about. So, do these techniques also play into recovery? Obviously, we're talking about actively using them during the execution of strength and performance. But what about when you're kind of off the clock? Do they work then as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we've been focused on using any sort of mental technique, whether NLP or hypnosis, for being stronger in the moment. And I love that because, you know, once again, you can see results right away. But absolutely, there are all kinds of other uses for this. So recovery is a great one because if you're working out, you need to recover. I'm also a firm believer that with our mind, we can really control a lot more of our physiology of bodily processes than we're led to believe. Anyone right now, if they really vividly imagine themselves biting into a lemon right now, what happens in the mouth? Right? The saliva increases and all that. That's because our mind can affect physiological actions within the body. So this means that you may be able to help your body to put on muscle better by the use of your mind, to be able to shed weight more, to accelerate recovery. We can probably exert certain hormonal changes. Like if you just think of something that stresses you out, right? Cortisol is going to rise, those kind of things. So there are certain things we can do that really help support all the different fitness goals we may have.
How long does it take to master this? Is this something that people can see results from like quickly, or you have to be ready to put in the work for how long to really start to see the benefits of it?
Well, to master it, you know, it's an ongoing journey. But people can typically see results pretty quickly. everything's a little individual, so something may work better for one person than another. But just using the visualization stuff we looked at, many people are able to go out and set a PR just using that tip alone. Certain other things, like if you're trying to put on muscle or lose fat, you know, that's going to take a little bit of time. And really the best results are going to combine when you're doing all the right physical things, you know, diet, doing the workouts and everything, along with the mental steps in there, whether that's working with visualization or self-hypnosis. But you just have everything in alignment and everything moving towards the goal you want to have.
Let's plug the website again. The website is legendarystrength.com. There's other things there, too. You've got some interesting reports there on grounding. Just touch on that real quick. What made you fascinated about grounding?
I'm all about finding the secret edge anywhere I can. So mental training is one big part of that, but huge into health and nutrition. And something I found out about a number of years ago is just actually getting a physical electrical connection to the earth, being barefoot outside, is going to allow electrons to come up recovery that actually reduces delayed onset muscle soreness, that helps with sleep. So it's something that's freely available. Everyone can do. And it gets some pretty good results. So I just cover some of the research in that report.
So for people who think that grounding is, you know, like make-believe stuff, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Rouleau effect on red blood vessels, blood cells. Do you know what that is? So Rouleau, and it's spelled like R-E-L-A-U-E-X or something like that, is when red blood cells clump together like coins in a stack. And this is very dangerous because it could lead to stroke, heart attack, thrombosis in general. That when you stand on a grounded surface barefoot, within like minutes, all the red blood cells that are stuck together as a result of this Rouleau phenomenon, they lay down the right way and go edge to edge the way the red blood cells are supposed to go. So that is a verifiable effect.
Zeta potential that keeps the cells away from clumping each other. So just having that electrical connection to the earth helps with this. And that increasing circulation is probably one of the big things that is why this helps with recovery.
How long do you have to stay grounded for? If I go outside every night, and when is the best time to ground? Is it better to ground late at night before bed, or does it improve sleep? And how long do I have to do it for?
I would say any time you can do it's the best time. There may be some times that are slightly better. The more surface area you can have in contact with the ground helps a little bit. So if you go like first thing in the morning when there might be some dew on the ground, you have a little bit more conductivity because of the moisture there. Really, you get some benefits just by instantly doing it because we often build up a positive charge in our body just from EMFs and different things going on. So just that can instantly be grounded out just by touching the ground. But to get most of the benefits we're talking about, you're going to want to spend, I'd say, 15 to 30 minutes at least and spend that time outdoors.
So here's
other benefits being outdoors as well.
Here's something interesting. So Ron Penna over at Quest and I, we love to talk about different types of techniques and technologies, and he's the one that I learned about the Rouleau phenomenon and how grounding actually corrects this malady of red blood cells. And I texted him about 2 weeks ago, and I said, I wonder if taking a shower has a grounding effect. Like if you have plastic, you know, PVC tubing in your house, somewhere between the water tower and the shower head where the water's coming out, that water is in a metal pipe in the earth and it's reaching a ground, and that water acts like a wire, like a cable. And as long as it's a steady stream hitting your body, it grounds your body because water is an amazing conductor of electricity and grounding. So take longer showers. How about that one?
Well, this is why many people have, like, you know, the insight or the idea that comes in the shower, right? That may be the only time they're getting grounded during their day.
Yeah, it's interesting. I started to really think about this when I started to discover and look at grounding, that people are grounding every day if you shower every day, at least for a little while. And it may be why showers make you feel so much better than just the value of water stimulating the skin. I mean, I know if I had a bad night's sleep, showering doesn't just wake me up. It kind of rights me. And there's more to it than just the water stimulating your skin. There has to be.
Yeah.
The website is legendarystrength.com. You can go there and buy any one of these reports and improve your
ability.
Well,
the reports are free. All you got to do is enter an email. That's available. And I do have paid stuff like the book Mental Muscle. If people are interested in hypnosis, without learning how to do hypnosis, I have a number of tracks that cover different goals that just kind of guide you along. So all you got to do is press play, and the mental training's kind of done for you. And people have been getting some amazing results with those.
Very, very cool. Check out the website, legendarystrength.com. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Take care. And we also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour for his Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com, sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin today. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance?